Everything is fine.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Stan Sara, please call the roll.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Ron Martin. Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Jeff Grover.
Here.
Michael O'Neill.
Here.
Gordon Ford.
Here.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Donna Riley.
Here.
Joan Clendenon.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Are there any announcements today? No? Okay, public comment. This is the time when any members of the public can comment on any item that is not on today's agenda. Okay, seeing no public comment, we will move to consent items. Is there any member of the board who wishes to pull any item off the consent? Any member of the audience want to put something off consent? Okay, now entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
So moved.
Second.
Second, okay, motion's made second that we approve the consent calendar. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried unanimously. We will now move to agenda item 6A.
Okay, Kelly, you want to take this one?
Let's see here. It's time to do the voting proxy for Sackers. Michael O'Neill has offered to be the primary voter. We need an alternate. If anybody knows now that they'll be going, it'd be great to know and offer.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just looking.
I tried to call you yesterday, but I couldn't get a hold of you. I was going to ask you, but...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure yet if I'm going or not.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Well, we have one, so that's really all we need.
Am I the only one going?
You may be.
I'm thinking about it.
Come on, Hollywood.
I wouldn't be able to leave till Tuesday afternoon. Wouldn't bother being Miss Demko's meeting and doing anything there anyway.
Okay, well, I mean, we have enough information to...
Well, we might have to motion in second.
Oh, okay.
So, Mike O'Neill is...
Is the, well, the primary voting delegate.
Is there a secondary or...
Well, so far not, I guess.
I guess we could always address that later. Okay, those in favor appointing...
Oh, who's going to Sackers?
Not everybody knows yet.
I just don't know.
Who's starting the motion on the table?
I'll make a motion to appoint Michael O'Neill as our Sackers Fall Conference voting proxy.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any motions carried unanimously.
Do we each need to sign one of these and turn it in?
No.
Okay, we will now move to agenda item 6B.
Okay, this is a discussion on the Public Employees Pension Reform Act, which I'll let you know that the governor did sign into law this morning. I wish that I could sit up here and tell you that I know everything that's going on with respect to this legislation. We've spent a lot of time looking it over. We feel that we have a good idea of what's going on and what it may take to implement. However, I've found in the past that when you feel that you have a good grip on something like legislation and you start to spend time going down the path of figuring out how to implement it, that you find yourself starting from scratch later on down the road again. Over the next couple weeks, staff, including myself, will be attending some seminars that are dedicated simply to the implementation and understanding of this legislation. In fact, Stan is going to go with me, I believe, on the 24th up to Sacramento. We're going to sit in on a Sackers seminar on implementation issues. And instead of me sitting here today trying to tell you what I think and how I interpret it, I'd rather wait and let the dust settle and then report back out later on when I have a much more better and thorough understanding of what it's going to take to implement this. There are a few things that we know for sure. I shouldn't say for sure. We're pretty confident of. We know that there's going to be new tiers that are going to be required. Just by the mere fact, well, let's start with the miscellaneous plan. The miscellaneous plan, employees won't be able to retire until age 52. There are no disability benefits. There are mandated employee contributions. Even though the factors of the current Tier 2 that we have are close to what's in the proposed legislation, given the fact that there are so many other different variables to this legislation, leads me to believe that there has to be a second tier. Because if not, then the actuary is going to have to flag the data for people who are hired after January 1st, 2013, and value them differently. Same goes for the safety. There's enough in the bill, even though the factors are close, our current Tier 2 factors are close to the highest offered safety formula. There's enough other changes that would lead me to believe that a second tier is inevitable. Vacation cash out, I sent out something, I think, on Labor Day or the day after, that said that folks wouldn't be able to accrue any more, wouldn't be able to use vacation cash out in excess of what they could earn in the 12 months prior to retirement. This is true. However, at the time, I didn't realize that Stan Sarah already monitors that. And regardless of what any of our employers' cash out policy is, Stan Sarah will not allow that anything more than what can be accrued in 1 year to be used in the calculation of the retirement benefit. So really the vacation cash out issue for current employees is a non-issue. However, for new employees, that's simply no more, period. Not even with what you could accrue in the 12 months up to retirement.
It would be for the 3 year average, the 3 years.
Yes, for new employees. And I'll tell you, the cost sharing, while I think that I have that figured out right now, I'm not willing to sit here and speculate on that, because some of the legislation seems to be very vague in terms of how current employees are treated. We know that new employees will be required to pay 50% of the normal cost. But it seems to me that the legislation says that they want to create a standard for current employees such that 50% is the required norm. I don't know what that means, setting a standard. But I do know that as of 2018, the plan sponsors will be able to mandate 50% of the normal cost onto the employees, the current employees as well.
I don't remember any of those specifics, but I remember when I read 340, it occurred to me that there were a lot of weasel words in it.
There's a lot of ambiguity.
Which means that we're looking at litigation and all kinds of stuff when hard rules come out.
Here's an example that something that really bothers me it's hard for me to interpret. Half of the normal cost employees are going to be required to pay. You all know that the way we have our entry age normal calculation, it's different from a lot of other systems. And our entry age normal methodology, when it calculates the normal cost, early on in a member's career or early on in the life of a plan, it starts off with an extremely large normal cost, and then that normal cost tends to trend down and gets very small as a plan matures. So how is the legislation going to handle that, where employees would be required to pay maybe 15% to 20% of payroll when the normal cost for a new plan is very high, and then it would gradually go down? I don't think the legislation intended for people to pay 15% to 20% of their payroll to fund their benefit early on. But the way that the actuary calculates our normal cost for a new plan, that could happen. So these are questions that I have that I want answers to. And so when we find out what these answers are, then we'll be able to give you folks more information.
Somebody asked me the other day how this will affect the Ventura decision stuff.
I think that that's one of the, okay, this is my opinion, so take this with a grain of salt. I think that that's one of the things that could be at issue here with this legislation, is how
that
it flies.
That was one of the issues that was brought up during the hearings on all this, mm-hmm. that they weren't dealing, they weren't recognizing, the committee wasn't recognizing the Ventura existence.
Right.
It was like they didn't know it existed. In fact, I got the impression they really didn't understand the 37 Act counties. They were, their brain was set on SACRs and teacher stuff.
So I just want you to know that we are on top of this. I guarantee you that we have been spending a lot of time trying to understand this, and we will over the next few months. and we'll let you know. I think one of the things that scares me the most is the January 1st deadline and our ability to implement this, our ability to understand this to a level that we need to understand to be able to implement this. That's my biggest fear. So we have a lot of work to do to be able to understand this and figure out how to implement it, what additional resources we may need to implement this. There's going to be computer programming changes that we're going to that are going to need to be done, and frankly, we don't have anybody on staff that can code. So we're going to have to go out and find somebody to come in and code these new benefit levels into our system. So there's a lot of work. We are on top of it, and we'll let you know probably at the next admin meeting a little more of what's going on.
Rick, and the mechanics, are there things not only that we have to do, but also the plan sponsor board has to do? Do they have to do that?
You mean, do we need the board's approval to create another tier?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think this is mandated.
Santa Sara creates a tier.
Well, yeah. the plan sponsor for one tier, the maximum public safety benefit tier, is something that the county is going to have to decide on which one they want to pick.
That's correct.
There's three options there.
So there are some actions the
correct.
County has to take,
yes.
or the sponsor has to take.
Yes.
Some actions we have to take, and it all is coordinated by January.
January 1st.
Now there's a
exactly.
There's a new bill that's been introduced to soften the eliminate the mandated imposition of the 50-50 cost sharing by 2018. That was a bill that was introduced right after AB 340.
About 197?
No,
I can't remember.
197 just defines the compensation.
Done.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one. If you go to the SACRS website, because they list it by
okay.
date of entry, legislation.
Wait a minute, the session's over. How come there's nothing in
play
anymore?
Right, it was introduced right at by the end of the session.
We'll look into it.
Look at it.
We will.
It's been enrolled. I think it's already on enrolled status. So, and it's designed to eliminate that mandatory imposition by 2018. So.
So
we'll
if you have any other questions, we'll attempt
to
answer them.
The number of that bill?
I'll get it right at the meeting. I'll look it up.
I'll look that over at Capital Track.
Anything else? Any other questions?
That's all I have. Oh, one other thing, if you do have questions, I forgot. Jeff from Reed Smith is ready to answer any questions on this legislation right now, so he is available if somebody does have a burning question that they simply can't wait.
The only question I have is, we do all this work. What is their feeling that this will get tied up with a court order to stay the implementation?
That's exactly what we need to ascertain over the next couple of weeks. I don't want to send my staff off
correct.
Doing a lot of work and then come to find out we won't have to implement it for 2 years down the road. So that's another reason why I'm pulling the reins back here and I'm not jumping into things too quickly.
So Rick, you want to hold off for the discussion until you come back from Sacramento?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So it should be on the agenda for the next few meetings?
It will be. Probably not the next investment meeting, but the next admin meeting at the beginning of next month. We'll put something else out there. And that's all I have.
Okay. We'll move on to item 7. There's no closed session, I understand, today?
No closed session.
And that will take us to members' forum. Karen?
This is a new record for short.
I just would like to announce that our law firm has opened a Sacramento office on the corner of 15th and J. So if any of you are in Sacramento and you have the need of a conference room or an office, please let my office know and we'll arrange that for you. We opened that on September 4th.
Can you
make
Franco
cancel?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, Joan, do you have anything?
Only that PPIC thing that
you
is
just
probably
talk?
More suited for the general public than the event that Rick plans to go to, explaining what's going on with 340 and 197. It's a free event in San Francisco. I'm going.
What day is it?
17th or 19th?
September 19th.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to go,
which is a pension reform and California's future. It's not on the educational calendar, so if anybody does want to go.
Chang is one of the speakers, so it will be, I mean, you'll get real stuff out of it.
Well, it has to be agendized.
Pardon me?
It has to be agendized.
Well, I don't care, I'm going with you. I'm going, period.
Well, okay, so how do we make this so that people get education credit for it?
So this needs to go on the educational calendar. In order for that to occur, the IGC meeting, committee needs to meet to just approve it.
Can we approve this retroactively at some point?
And this is just to pay for expenses, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal here?
Yeah, do you want to go?
Anybody can go on their own.
Pardon me?
No, I just said that.
Does she get education credit?
No.
The reason, the only reason it needs to go on the agenda, be approved by the board, is to pay for expenses.
Or credit.
The only thing.
To give them credit, though. Don't you have to have the.
So many hours a year.
Just want to reimburse my expenses, I'm fine if you don't.
Credit. Does she get credit?
I ask if they can do this retroactively.
You can do it effective, whatever.
You can?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We can do it retroactively.
Okay.
So we have to put it on the agenda for next time?
Yes, no big deal.
You should go, Mike.
I think these other people need as much education as I do.
Hey, Ron?
I like first-hand experience.
I think Jeff?
I've asked this before, and I still have never seen anything, so I'm going to ask it again after trips across the country looking at these. Rick, if there's some way you could come up with a chart for us that would list all the money managers that we have and all the sub-money managers that we have, and what it costs us for all of those money managers and sub-money managers, and there might even be sub-sub-money managers. I'm not sure of that, because we don't get to go talk to the subs.
Sub-sub?
Yeah. And then our consultant, I'd like to know, what we get out of them, how we pay, and if there are alternatives out there. I've been seeing this chief investment officer, and it seems like some systems have that, and some systems have consultants, and they probably have chief investment officers and consultants. Maybe just look at what our whole package is.
Definitely. We plan on actually bringing an item to the board concerning active versus passive investing in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. I think we can incorporate this information into that study. And we've actually done quite a bit of work already, and I think I was talking to one of you. The results are actually quite interesting, so we will definitely bring it.
We get an annual report that shows each of the investment managers and how much we pay them.
I get that every quarter.
But do they show you the payment to the sub-managers? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
And that's one of.
Is that something we can?
We,
do we have a form where we actually report out what our visits were like, or is that what this is for?
The due diligence?
Yeah.
We're going to do that, right?
It'll be reported at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Why wasn't it at this one, as short as it is?
The investment meeting following the due diligence visit.
Some of them are giant groups, and they have all their own groups that do the selection and monitoring, that sort of thing. Others are, the entire office is about the size of this room, and the staff is about a third of our staff, and they farm it out to 8 or 10 folks. Yeah, well, and Legato, too. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea who those people are.
And that's their style of management. They manage managers.
I understand.
The question is, what do those managed managers pay, and is it under the table? Is it above? Is it all that kind of stuff?
I mean, there's part of the in the initial agreement, they kind of spelled it out for us. Now, there is a structure there.
We need the chart.
Right.
We need the big chart.
Right. It would just seem
Rick, get the big chart.
I like pictures too.
Yeah.
Okay,
anything else?
Very visual.
Morton?
Oh, yes.
Michael?
We'll report out next meeting about the strategic planning?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do both and due diligence.
Maria?
It'll be a busy meeting.
You can say something right now if you'd like.
Well, we that's why some of us were a little late. We had a strategic planning committee meeting, and we're moving forward with locating a facilitator. We had questions about the value and whether staff could do it or should do it, and the answer was no to that, and we feel if we find the right facilitator, it would add value. We want to keep it as compressed as we can. We don't want it to. If we can do it a day, we'll do it a day rather than do it 3 days, just because the guy's offering up 3 days. So we're trying to bring some focus to the strategic planning, and we're going to locate a couple of facilitators, and the committee is going to interview them by phone to see if we can agree on one that we feel will bring value to the process.
Okay, Donna? Maria?
I don't have anything.
Mike, you always have something.
I'm clear today. Well, you used a Scientology term, I'm clear.
Any report on the city council in Turlock?
Pardon?
Any report on the city council?
No, we have a forum tonight, I have to moderate a forum. The city council candidates.
Any of you?
Nothing.
I just would like to know if the conference that was in, usually in Phoenix in January, is on the educational calendar?
Not yet, you mean for 2013?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Is there gonna be one?
Have to check, we'll have to check.
They have it every year.
They should have.
They're having it, you know, the only time I can go to conferences for the continuing education is in the winter time.
Is that the Opal one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, the Opal Financial Group Public Fund Summit?
At the Phoenician.
So it's usually in January, we'll check.
Do they have a date on that?
No, not for next year, I'm looking at the 2012, but I'll look into it.
Did look into it, I'd just like to know when it is and if it's gonna be approved.
I saw it on the internet.
Okay, and that was the only thing I had. Very short meeting compared to sometimes, so. Okay, being no further business, this meeting is adjourned.